What happened to Britney Spears? How could her father control all her money? I'm RJ Island, and I've got some answers to that in my book, The Britney Spears Conservatorship Case. Here's an excerpt, Part 3, Trust. In 2004, Britney Spears did take steps to protect her assets by setting up her own trust, the SJB Revocable Trust. It included all of her property, from her clothing to her businesses that handled her touring and fantasy perfumes and all that. The trust was set up so that if Britney was unable to manage it, her brother Brian and the lawyer who set up the trust, Ivan Tabak, would manage it for her. And the SJB trust was not part of the estate conservatorship that her father started on February 1, 2008. 6 weeks after the conservatorship started, Brian and Mr. Tabak got officially legally named co-trustees and began transferring Britney's businesses to the conservatorship estate, controlled by her dad and lawyer Andrew Wallet. They just emptied it all out of the trust instead of running the businesses within the protection of the trust as Britney had. In an email from February 25, 2008, business manager Lou Taylor explained that if business-related expenses were paid out of the trust, then the conservators would have to provide information about the trust and accounting reports to the court. Ms. Taylor also didn't want the trustees to have access to the estate business records, but controlling Britney's businesses wasn't enough for the conservatorship team. In August of 2020, they falsely claimed that Mr. Tabak had resigned so they could make Britney's sister, Jamie Lynn, the trustee and keep it all in the family. Then Britney's lawyer called them out on it, and Jamie Lynn withdrew her trustee paperwork. In January of 2022, Britney finally regained full control of all her property, including her trust and businesses. Learn more in my book, The Britney Spears Conservatorship Case. Check out another excerpt or buy a copy at the link in the show notes, www.britneycase.com. The Britney Case is hosted and produced by RJ Island. The music you're hearing is Two for the Price of One by The Dose Man. Hear more of his music at thedoseman.bandcamp.com.